It is your KORN News Radio Sports this morning. I'm Sports Director Travis Krenz, and it was a busy night of high school basketball across the state. On the boys' side, number 5, Platte Geddes, so they get by Chamberlain 46-44. 2-point win last night for Platte Geddes. Hanson, they got by Wagner, also by 2 points, 52-50. And Noah Price led Hanson last night with 17 points and 9 rebounds. Our Q107.3 game of the week was in Salem last night. So Parkston, they get past McCook Central Montrose, 60-54. Cole Prunty with a game-high 23 points and 5 three-pointers for Parkston. Mitchell Boys, they lose to Oldham Ramona Rutland, 69-44. Canastota defeats Viburg Hurley, 68-49. Also last night, Freeman Academy Marion, they improved to 10-1 on the season with a 93-65 win over Marty. Quincy Blue with 26 points last night for Freeman Academy Marion. Also, Mount Vernon Plankington, they pick up a 3-point win over Gregory, 63-60. Reed Russ with a game-high 17 points. Big fourth quarter for Ethan last night. They defeat Sanborn Central Woonsocket 57-45. Ethan, they won the fourth quarter 20-4. Mason Chelsky of Washington Springs, he had his 1,000th career point last night. Ended up with 28 points and 9 rebounds for Washington Springs as they defeat to Iroquois Dolan at 77-55. Kimball White Lake boys pick up a 52-45 win over Colombe. Also a number 2 White River. They put up 103 last night over St. Francis Indian, 103-42. And in Class AA boys basketball last night, to Harrisburg, they defeat Brandon Valley by 2, 60-58. Number 1 Roosevelt, they stay undefeated, blowing out Huron, 72-39. Washington, they defeat Brookings, 62-33. And number 5 Lincoln, they pick up a win last night versus Watertown, 58-45. College football news, former Oklahoma quarterback Caleb Williams now transferring to Southern California, following his former head coach, Lincoln Riley. The freshman last year, Williams started 7 games for the Sooners, passed for over 1,900 yards and threw for 21 touchdowns. Lincoln Riley, he left Oklahoma after the regular season to take the head coaching job at USC. That's when Caleb Williams, his quarterback, entered the transfer portal in January, and it was widely speculated that Caleb Williams would join his old head coach in Southern California. Also, a contentious 90-minute negotiating session yesterday between the locked-out Major League Baseball players and the owners yesterday brought a little development. A session on non-economic issues is set for today. Currently no dates for the resumption of talks on core matters such as luxury tax thresholds. And that's a look at your sports on this Wednesday morning. I'm Travis Krenz.